Welcome back to Courage to Shine with Michelle Colt. So I wanted to mention right at the top that I will be coming to New York City, yay, in May. I will be teaching my gorgeous workshop, Sacred Sisterhood, on May 4th, and then again on May 5th. It's an afternoon workshop. It's not a two-day workshop. Some people are getting a little bit confused about that. So either May 4th or May 5th, and from May 2nd through the 10th, I will be seeing clients for private sessions in person, if that's something that you would love to do with me while I'm on the East Coast. And then in Los Angeles, I will be teaching Sacred Sisterhood again on Sunday, June 23rd. I was talking to a client last week about why people don't follow through on things that would be really, really good for them, like eating a certain way, working with a coach, therapy, whatever it might be for that person. The reason why is because we have been conditioned to give our power away, to stay in the same old patterns that we've always been in, because they're familiar. It's what we're used to. Remember something that I pointed out in a past episode. If you look at the word familiar, the word family is in there. So fascinating. I always say that it takes such courage, it takes ovaries and balls to really start looking at these old conditionings and to move into patterns that are unfamiliar to us because it's not what we saw our families doing. Another reason why we can give our power away is because it's deeply tied into the mother wound. If we were not seen, heard, understood and loved by our moms and also our fathers, there is a tendency to run around in our lives constantly giving our power away. When I was younger, I would eat certain foods and overeat certain foods to unconsciously put myself into states where I didn't have to feel my feelings. I did this a lot as a teenager. It was a coping mechanism for me. My adaptive child was coming out and sabotaging me. Ultimately, it was a way to not feel the uncomfortable feelings that were coming up because nobody dealt with their feelings when I was growing up in my family. My dad was pretty depressed and my mom was quite anxious. And I was the truth sayer in a lot of ways. And I would be punished for it and sent to my room and isolated from the rest of the family. So at a certain point, when I was a teenager, I had all of this frustration and anger pent up. But it wasn't okay in my family to express that. So I would come home from school, binge eat, and then sleep for a couple of hours. It was the way I dealt with feeling so suppressed because I knew if I spoke up, I would be isolated. I started acting, I'd say I was about 15, and it saved me on so many levels. But it didn't mean that I dealt with those feelings yet. It wasn't until I was much, much, much older that I started to feel safe to have a healthier relationship with my emotions, is a good way to say it. And by staying unconscious, I just kept repeating the same cycles and patterns. And this is what we do. It could be really helpful for you to think about the different coping mechanisms and shenanigans of the adaptive child that have come up for you in your lifetime. What happens when you start to feel uncomfortable, when you start to feel contracted? Understanding these patterns is the first step towards releasing them. Another interesting way that all of this can get played out is by being a people pleaser. This could be in your friendships, in your work relationships. You're always focused on the other person and being there for them. It feels scary to talk about yourself or to put the focus onto yourself. I was talking to a client recently about how people are much more afraid of success as opposed to being afraid of failure. Now, of course, both are usually true, but oftentimes we are very out of touch of how triggering it can be for us to thrive and be at the top of our game, so to speak. This is powerfully tapped into how uncomfortable it is for people to fully be in their power. I want to repeat that again. This is deeply tapped into how uncomfortable it can be for people to fully be in their power. Again, this ties back into that drive to have to make sure mom is okay in order for us to be okay. And oftentimes we'll give our power away as a way to unconsciously protect the people around us. This can also be a big part of putting other people's needs ahead of our own. Some people would refer to this as codependency. The main reason why we do this is because from the time when we were born, the main unconscious driver is to make sure our moms are okay. I've spoken a lot about this in my past episodes. Again, the underlying theme here is, if mom's okay, then she'll take care of me and I'll be okay. The tricky-dicky thing about this is, unfortunately, many of our moms were not capable of putting us first, of being there for us. Another interesting way this can all get played out is when you're in a couple, you're constantly thinking that you have to take care of the other person by the way you say things to them, by making sure that they're okay before you take care of yourself. Now, unfortunately, what this really can lead to is resentment. It will always lead to resentment at some point. And of course, this dynamic can also get played out in our friendships and in our business relationships. What happens is that if we perceive someone has more power than we do, somehow we think we will have to act in such a way so that they stay in that position of power. Because then unconsciously, we think that they will appreciate us so that we can survive better. Let me say that again. What happens is that if we perceive someone has more power than we do, somehow we will do things and say things to make them feel comfortable. And ultimately, what is driving this is this need to be loved, this need to be appreciated. Because again, the main thing that's driving all human beings is the need to survive. Now, before we can give ourselves what we really need, we have to see what we didn't get. And a very important part of this is being able to mourn and grieve what we never got. Honoring those feelings fully is an important step in all of this. Then we position ourselves into a place where we can start to truly love ourselves and have deep self-compassion. When we are able to give ourselves what we need, stepping into our own power becomes a lot easier. And remember what I'm always saying, stepping into your power is actually embracing your vulnerability and your uniqueness and what you have to contribute to the world. This is one of the things I help my clients with all the time. Now, there's this information out there that talks about how important it is to be the person you want to be, as in saying things like, I am healthy, I am wealthy. I am resonates with peace. And when my husband and I taught workshops for close to 20 years, we talked a lot about that when we talked about goals. We would take people through a powerful process so that they were able to get in touch with what was underneath their goal emotionally, from a psychology aspect. They were able to get in touch with the non-resourceful beliefs that were holding them back, the emotional states that were holding them back. When you can get to a place of neutrality and peace around your goals, you're in the sweet spot. It is very important to not bypass the understanding that is necessary for your childhood circumstances, and then to grieve and mourn what you did not get. This deeply takes care of the subconscious or unconscious, or as I'm always saying, the inner child. Our inner teenager is also a big player in all of this. The most important relationship we will ever have in this lifetime is the relationship we have with ourselves. We are in a really interesting eclipse time right now. We just had a full moon in Libra, which is all about looking deeply at our relationships and letting go of relationships that no longer work for us. I've been thinking deeply about this last week. And last night I realized that my relationship with myself is what's most important. And I would say the same to you as well. The more we honor ourselves, the more we are able to go into a genuine connection with the people in our lives. If you could follow, rate, and review my podcast, it would mean the world to me. And please share this episode with anyone you feel that could benefit from it. To get my groovy, beautiful ebook, The Nervous System Whisperer, you can pop onto my website, www.michellecolt.com. Again, I will be teaching Sacred Sisterhood two different times in New York on May 4th and May 5th, and seeing clients for private sessions. And I will be teaching Sacred Sisterhood on June 23rd in LA. To get more information or to register for my workshops or do private sessions with me, you can email me at michelle@michellecolt.com. Until next time.